This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, December 12th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Today's segment is powered by Action Heat. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body. Save 20% off your order by going to actionheat.com/garden. That's actionheat.com/garden. Or use the coupon code NEWSFEED. For the past 4 days, the front office of every Major League Baseball team gathered behind closed doors in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why, you may ask? To discuss every possible trade opportunity and free agency signing in the 2019 offseason. While organizations like the Philadelphia Phillies inked new contracts, 3 years, $60 million for outfielder Andrew McCutchen, Boston opted to stay quiet for most of the business trip, in part due to the re-addition of Nathan Eovaldi and Steve Pearce over the past couple of weeks. However, one key question was answered. Would the Red Sox re-sign fireballer Joe Kelly? The answer didn't actually come from the defending world champions. It came from the runner-up Los Angeles Dodgers. Kelly couldn't resist the $25 million 3-year deal he was being offered and said goodbye to the East Coast. Former teammate Craig Kimbrell wasn't as fortunate. Still on the market, the star closer is looking for a $100 million 6-year contract. Looking to free up a chunk of their already large payroll, $175 million guaranteed at the moment, the Red Sox decided against pursuing. To fill the current bullpen void, it was reported that Boston was eyeing free agent Adam Ottavino. In his 2018 campaign, the veteran held opponents to a .158 batting average, collecting 13 Ks for every 9 innings. Earlier in the week, the Yankees were also inspecting Ottavino, but decided to bolster their starting pitching lineup instead. Boston's arch-rival traded a group of prospects, including their top-rated lefty Justice Sheffield, to the Seattle Mariners in exchange for James Paxton. The 30-year-old will join the rotation consisting of Luis Severino, Masahiro Tanaka, and CeCe Sabathia. After losing Lance Lynn to a 3-year, $30 million deal to the Texas Rangers, this move was crucial. Now, New York does still need a shortstop replacement after losing Didi Gregorius to Tommy John surgery, but the resolution to their dilemma might have fallen right into their lap. The Toronto Blue Jays released shortstop Troy Tulowitzki on Monday, despite having 2 years and $38 million left on his deal. The 5-time All-Star did miss the entirety of the 2018 season due to injury, but is expected to be healthy for spring training. On a side note, Tulowitzki's contract will go down as the third biggest baseball buyout in history, behind only Josh Hamilton and Pablo Sandoval. The Tampa Bay Rays made their own big splash yesterday, signing 2018 All-Star Charlie Morton to their squad. The Jets sports management client will earn as much as $30 million over the span of 2 years. Outside of the division, the Cleveland Indians acquired Carlos Santana from the Mariners in exchange for Edwin Encarnacion and sent Yandy Diaz to the Tampa Bay Rays for Jake Bowers in a 3-part deal. General manager Dave Dombrowski continues to express his interest in moving Rick Porcello and by chance Xander Bogaerts or Jackie Bradley Jr., but got no sufficient offers by the end of the week. In the end, Boston only truly confirmed one compromise, which is a minor league deal with outfielder Gorkys Hernandez, and lost Robbie Scott to the Cincinnati Reds on a waiver claim. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.